welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guests are Nancy White and Karen King with the Master Gardeners 2016 Garden Fair. Welcome back, ladies.
Glad to be here.
Before the break, we talked about all the wonderful classes that you guys are having, and we started talking about some of the vendors and some of the new vendors. And I know you always have some not-for-profit agencies there as well. So can we talk about that a little bit? Who's going to be there this year?
So far this year, and I know a couple are in the mail, is going to be the Bloomington Garden Club, which will have about their summer garden walk. MRSIS, which is showing samples of invasive species. CIDNAS, information on raising daylilies, hostas, daffodil, and iris. TC Steel from Brown County. They're looking for volunteer gardening opportunities at the State Historic Site. And Wiley House, bringing their heirloom seeds for sale.
That's awesome. I love it. I love to hear about the heirloom seeds. That's one of the things that, you know, people don't get, that there are certain seeds that you can't find very often.
Mm-hmm.
So those heirlooms are really cool.
One of the things we started and have had at the whole life of the 7 years of the Garden Fair was people were always calling up and asking questions. And I know that Amy Thompson, who is the Purdue Extension horticulture advisor down at the Purdue Extension office, was always fielding questions. So we decided we were going to have a special booth, not for profit, of course, which we call the Master Gardener Information Booth. And that has grown. It takes up two booth spaces, and we'll probably next year have to do another one, because we have information on all kinds of gardening. We have free catalogs, free books. We gather the books and catalogs from our members all through the year, so it's a giveaway. It's kind of like the book fair, you know, the book sale, the Red Cross book sale. You just go there and you can take what you want. This year we're giving away white oak seedlings. We have 300 white oak seedlings, so first come, first served those, one per family. And we answer any questions about anything, and the questions are about deer, and they're about raccoons, and they're about bugs, and they're about growing African violets and all kinds of things. So we're really proud of that booth, and that booth just keeps growing. This year the Master Gardeners are also going to have something for sale at that booth. They're going to sell some identification tags, and these are really heavy-duty identification tags that you can put in your garden, because as garden educators, we want people to be able to mark their plants if they so choose to do that. But visit the Master Gardener Information Booth. You won't be sorry when you get there.
Well, and I love the identification tags. My mom has kind of schooled me in having these. Obviously, she's a Master Gardener. I've said that already. And it's unfortunate. She'll have to listen to this podcast because she's in Florida. She's not going to hear it. But she has schooled me in doing that kind of thing, just because I am horrible about, I see a plant, oh, I love that, and I keep the tag, the little plastic flimsy tag that comes with it, put it in the ground, and then it fades with the sun, and it disintegrates with the weather,
it flies away,
exactly. And so the nice heavy-duty ones to learn, I put on the American name or the English version, my mom puts on the Latin version, and I'm like, look, I just want to know, is it a corbel? Is it a coreopsis? What is it?
You'll need to be one of our customers.
I will need to be one of your customers and buy several of them probably, except I don't have a lot of time to garden, unfortunately. And mine are all shade plants, so they all say hosta.
Or deer candy.
Deer vittles is what I call deer them, vittles. Because especially in the back of my yard.
This year, for the first time, we also, and this is good if you like something free, and most all of us do. So if you come and get those free catalogs, look around, because there will be a table with some things on them, and those are door prizes. And we're going to be giving the door prizes to people who help us out make the fair better. This year, it'll be different. If we'll give you a survey when you come in, and just a little brief piece of paper telling us what we can do to make the fair better, and then you put that in a box, and then we're going to draw names, and we have all kinds of door prizes. We have a tree from one of our sponsors. We have a birdhouse from one of our sponsors. We have just all kinds of things that will be door prizes that we'll be giving away during the fair. So, and speaking of our sponsors, Brian, if it's okay, I wanted to list our sponsors, because they're wonderful local vendors, and we're just so pleased pleased to have them. Our sponsors this year are Fowler Tree Service, Bloomington Hardware, Bloomington Valley Nursery, Ultra Design 2000, and Bloomington Speedway Mulch and More. Those are our
awesome
sponsors.
And they actually recently moved.
We were talking about that earlier. Yes, they have. They're on the corner of Dillman and 37. So easy to find, easy location. So that's important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event again this year. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I want to remind everybody that it is again April 2nd, mm-hmm, from 9 to 4 all day long. You can come and stay all day long. It's a very reasonable price of $2 per person.
That's right.
And you can have lunch. They have the Garden Time, T-H-Y-M-E, cafe. You might even find some thyme in your vittles.
So
I doubt it. Not if they're hot dogs.
No, probably
not. Much thyme in there. But anyways, so is there a place, can they go? Do you have a website that they can also go and find more information?
We sure do. We have the Monroe County Master Gardener website. It's mcmga.net. And they can go and we're going to have pictures posted right away. We're going to have some things on Facebook as well, if you use social media, and so that's being published right now. And mm-hmm, look all around town for yard signs and posters. Yep. They're going to be put up right away, and we hope everybody comes, and I think you'll feel good if you come when you know that every penny that we have made every year from the Garden, mm-hmm, Fair for all 7 years goes toward our Master Gardener grant opportunities, and mm-hmm, nonprofits get to apply for one of our grants, and each year we have given as many as 8 a year. We have given just thousands of dollars, mm-hmm, away total. And last year, some of our local agencies that won our small grants are Bloomington Montessori School, Boys and Girls Clubs of Ellettsville.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Middleway House, the Richmond Bean Blossom Intermediate School, and the South Central Action Plan. That was a special partner with us in Stonebelt for their clients, their adult clients. They have the hydroponic. If you haven't been out to the greenhouse to see it, they're growing plants in water, which is just an amazement to all of us who have small areas, mm-hmm, for gardening. Mm-hmm. And they showed us all around, and they are making and tending all of the greens that they're concentrating right now in tomatoes and greens.
Okay.
And they are selling them to local restaurants. So a way for revenue source for Stonebelt, which is a wonderful partner, mm-hmm, with all of Bloomington.
Right.
Stonebelt's been around since I've been in Bloomington, and a wonderful place. So to have spaces for adults to work, and knowing that they're putting out produce that's, mm-hmm, viable in our local restaurants, and I won't name all the restaurants, but it's amazing. You can't go for a hamburger or something good to eat without getting some of their produce. So it's pretty amazing that. So we're proud of our grant program, and we've got lots of applicants. We haven't given them out with last year's money yet, but that will be announced in the newspaper pretty soon.
That's so awesome.
I think it's really interesting, and I really want to point out again, this is all local.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for doing that, because this is a big venture. I know what it's like to put on any kind of an event like this. So the Master Gardeners, you guys have done a great job. So I just want to thank you for doing this and providing this service for the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy to do it. It is our mission, but it does take a village. It is the saying goes. And we work really hard. We're really tired at 5 o'clock on April 2nd. We will be tired at 5 o'clock at April 2nd, but it's our joy to do that. And I always tell all the people I talk when we're always talking about master gardening is if you want to be a master gardener, it's really easy. You just take a class, and those classes are given every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and then your responsibility is to give back to the community, and that's what we're doing with the Garden Fair, is giving back to the community. So if you want to be a master gardener, we know how to help you get to be that, and that's also on that website. There's a link to the application to get to be in the class. So we'd be happy to have. We always like new people, don't we?
Yes,
new
we
blood,
do.
Don't we, Karen?
You too. Awesome. Well, I want to remind everybody again, it's Saturday, April 2nd, 9 to 4 p.m. at the Bloomington National Guard Armory, which is on South Walnut at 3380 South Walnut Street. It is open to the public, and admission is $2, and children under 12 are free. So I hope everybody can attend your garden fair.
We'd love to have them.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.